There's rumors of a new name that could be jumping into the GOP race for president, Nige.
Pete Buttigieg.
Chris Christie.
That's even more laughable than Buttigieg.
Chris Christie putting out feelers for a 2024 run.
He's done so well in the past.
He was at this town hall last night at New Hampshire Institute of Politics. So it's kind of a frequent stop for those getting ready to make a run. And while he was speaking, Christie, of course, was blasting Donald Trump, said that you have to have somebody tough that's going to run against Donald Trump.
Yeah, he's trying to convince people that he's got the chops, he's got the skills, he has what it takes to go toe-to-toe with Donald Trump on a debate stage. You remember, I remember vaguely 2016, Chris Christie busting up Marco Rubio on the debate stage, really hindering his mojo and his momentum there in New Hampshire. And he kind of used that as say, look what I did to Rubio. I could do the same thing to Trump.
So who's asking for this, though?
Exactly.
Who's asking for this? Because he said last night he's going to take the next 2 months to decide. Who's asking for this? Now, if you need a little reminder of what Chris Christie was like as a candidate, let's have some words of wisdom.
Words of wisdom with Chris Christie.
Your critics call you a hothead. Do you need anger management?
Shut up.
Words of wisdom with Chris Christie.
Shut up.
And if that's not enough for you, remember the time that he thought it'd be a good idea to go into his local radio station and take some calls? This was shortly after that situation where he closed a private beach and then he decided to go to it and hang out himself.
Mike in Montclair. What's up, Mike?
Governor, next time you want to sit on a beach that is closed to the entire world except you.
Yeah.
You put your fat ass in a car and go to one that's open to all your constituents.
Well, you know, interesting, Mike. You know what?
What's that, Gov?
Great moments in Chris Christie history.
Oh, it's classic.
It's not every day you get to call a former governor fat ass on the radio.